This week, my tip is take responsibility for yourself. Especially when you're starting off in your career, it's kind of easy to fall into the same patterns that you've experienced before. So obviously, you've lived with your parents and they've taken responsibility for you. Your teachers and lecturers at university, in a way, start to take responsibility for you as well. But when you start in the workplace, it's a completely different dynamic because you're finally being paid to do something and you're expected to deliver something in return for that money. And whilst you'll find there'll be senior people in your office that will guide you and mentor you, they're not actually responsible for you in the same way that, you know, your tutors or your parents will have been. And I think it's important that you accept that that is the way things are going to be, and that in actual fact, the way that you behave and the things that you do at work are very responsible, and you're not acting in a childlike way. And you'd be amazed at the amount of people that don't quite grasp that and behave in very childlike fashions in meetings and when you tell them that their work isn't quite up to scratch. And I think it's important, especially at this time of year and especially at the moment, because I'm seeing so many people coming into work with really dreadful colds. And it does my head in because I just think, stay at home, take responsibility for yourself. I'm not your parent. I'm not going to tell you to go home or not come into work. It's your decision. But what drives me crackers is that people come into work, they then lope around the place the entire day, being no use to anybody, coughing and spluttering. And certainly this was a big issue when I was running Heat because, you know, we're a weekly magazine working with a very small team of staff. And if one person comes in and starts to spread germs around the office, it could be really serious implications for the business. And so although it sounds like a kind of rather silly thing to say, it's actually really important because without your workforce, you don't have anything to sell. So I think it's important that, take responsibility for yourself and just say, no, I'm going to stay at home and get better. And that is not an excuse to malinger and watch Richard and Judy. Show my age there. It's not an excuse to malinger and watch This Morning or Jeremy Kyle. You are the best person to gauge when you're not well enough to come in, but you definitely have to think responsibility about it. Another example I see all the time of people that don't really take their careers quite as responsibly or as seriously as I'd like them to is, when people show up for work at like 10 or half 10, I have in the past hauled people into an office and told them off about that, mainly because I think, you know what, you're paid to do a job. We all want to go home. I certainly want to go home at 6 o'clock or as near to six as possible. And that becomes less and less likely the later people come into work. So, of course, you know, you've got to go out and have a social life and have fun. And once in a while, pitching up to work a little bit late, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you see it emerging as a pattern in, well, certainly for me and my staff, I stamp it out straight away because it erodes the atmosphere in the office, and everyone thinks, well, they came in late, so I'm going to come in late. And it just sort of, but what's the point? Because all you're doing is pushing your day on. There's still the same amount of work that needs to be done, but you're just going to have to stay later, and that's going to kick into your social life. And I, as a boss, have always been very strict about that, but I've also been very strict about promising to get people out of the office as near to six as possible. But you've got to be with me at 9:30 if that's going to be even vaguely possible. And certainly I don't want to, as a boss, have the responsibility for saying to you, be in on time, or indeed even go home now. You know, take responsibility for that too, and just think, you know, at the beginning of the day, you know, make sure you're there without needing to be prompted. You know, it's a job. We're all in a grown-up world. It's 9:30 or whatever time it is you start. Be at work. But similarly, going home, you know, there's this culture, it's a mental culture that we live in these days where who can stay latest at work? It's like, you know, and as a boss, when I walk out of my office or I walk around the office and see people sat at their desks past 6 o'clock, I don't want to say go home, but sometimes I feel like I'm shooing people out of the office. So if you finished your work, there's nothing more that you can, you know, sort of reasonably do that day, and you're not going to, it doesn't mean it's going to affect your work the following day, then just get out of here, you know, go home and have a life. Another area of this point would be to act responsibly with your colleagues as well. So remember always, you know, this is a job, we're at work, this isn't my home life, this isn't the playground. When you're in a meeting or dealing with other people in the office, you should always treat them, you know, with respect and a mutual respect. Otherwise, you know, things start, the sort of professionalism starts to slide really quickly. And you end up creating way more problems. You know, you should not be emotional about work if you can absolutely help it, because we're here to earn money. We're here to do a job. So do that job and try not to bring your personal life into it, your personal views about people into it, actually. It's also very important to take responsibility for yourself when you've made a mistake or there's something that you have, you could have probably have done better. I would advise you always to just stand up and say, actually, you know what, maybe I didn't do the right thing there, or I can see your point of view, whereas previously I couldn't. And I think that that is a fantastic way to demonstrate to your bosses that you are a balanced, thoughtful member of a team. Much more likely to get promoted that way, I have to say, than if you are one of those people that folds their arms and, you know, stares into space when someone starts, you know, pointing out their faults. It's really good advice for your career to take responsibility for yourself, you know, when you get things wrong. And similarly, when you get things right, absolutely take responsibility for it. Just say, I did that. I remember fairly early on in my career, I came in quite late to work one day. It's about 10:45, actually. And I'd had a really massive night the night before. I was probably about 22. And I'd seen, you know, I'd seen from other people that, you know, they had drifted into the office, not always at 9:30, you know, sometimes a little bit later. But I had just pushed it. And I really didn't think that there would be too much of a problem. However, my boss, who was a features editor at the time, went absolutely ballistic at me. And even to this day, even we're friends now, but even to this day, it still sends a shiver down my spine when I think about that day, because in actual fact, she was completely right. I was the absolute office junior. I had no right whatsoever to take advantage. I hadn't earned that privilege at that point in my career to come in, waltz in at that time. And the way that she told me off was very... It was good, because it really pointed out to me the importance of, when I'm not there, it means that certain things can't happen that then slows the whole day up for everybody. And I've kept that with me. It really helped to shape the way that I worked from then on. And admitting that I was wrong and had made a mistake, I think, was a really important part of me and my boss at that point moving on from the problem, because it meant that we could package it up and put it away as soon as we walked out of that office door. Because I'd taken responsibility and I'd said sorry, it meant that we could move on straight away and in actual fact develop an even better working relationship together, because we had built a really solid framework around the way that we interacted. So to conclude this week, my tip of the week is take responsibility for yourself.